With her UD marketing degree in hand, Elena Meeks is already making plans for her next move.
My plan right now is move home, hopefully get a job near my house, and then with any luck, pay off 2/3 of my student loans in 3 years and then move out. That is my ambitious goal.
Of course, moving back home certainly has its financial perks, but there are a few drawbacks that seniors worry about.
Not actually doing what I want with my life. It's one of those things where I'm afraid that I'm just going to be stuck in my hometown and like maybe I'll move out eventually, but like living at home for longer than I want to, not going and doing the things that I want to be able to do and like eventually like move out, go on my own, travel, all those things. That's probably my biggest fear.
Others, keen on avoiding those pitfalls, like senior Justin Kaufman, have decided to take the dive into an independent lifestyle, opting to brave the renter's market, even though moving home may be a more secure option.
I did consider it, especially because it would be nice to have a financial stability before getting a place and stuff like that, just to save up money for the long run. But to me, I would rather, I've been with them my entire life. And now that I've been not with them for the 4 years, it's better if I just stay away and do my own thing.
Justin may be taking on a risk, but according to a recent TD Ameritrade survey, 20% of Gen Z respondents indicated that their student debt will likely delay their leaving the nest. But for students like Elena, who are moving home with a plan, recognizing financial growth earlier is possible, assuming they begin to save, according to Joshua Dalton, a third-year PhD candidate in economics at the University of Delaware.
Moving back home allows them maybe to begin a habit of saving and also to develop a little bit of a cushion financially so that when they are living on their own, they've already got an emergency fund, they've already got some savings, maybe even some investments that that they start so that, and those things can start generating interest in their early 20s instead of waiting until their later 20s or early 30s to start building some of that investment portfolio.
Heading back to your hometown can do more than just save you money, though. It may be a saving grace for parents who have been isolated throughout the pandemic.
My mom wants me to move home. She's like, I'm going insane. Please come home.
This has been Sienna Farrick.